Okay, we begin our third class on Shir HaShirim, and we're did Pasuk Aleph last week, and we're on Pasuk Beis now. Again, we are learning Shir HaShirim with the commentary of the Tzror HaMor from Rabbi Yaakov of Lisa, the Nesivos, and we're using the text that has the commentary called Tzror HaMor, the commentary of Otzer HaMor, and we're on page Chaf Aleph. Okay, so we're on the second Pasuk. First we'll read it so you can get used to reading it properly, and then we'll explain it. So it should read like this. Yishokeini minishi kaspihu ki tovim dodecha mioyin. Okay, so look below. So what do those words mean? These words are hard to understand. Yishokeini. He should kiss me, or let him kiss me. It's referring to Hashem. Minishikaus piu, with the kisses of his mouth. Kitovim dodecha, for your dodecha. We'll say right now, we'll translate as your love, but we'll see it's deeper than that. Tovim is better miyayin than wine. So we're basically, you'll see in a minute, we're asking Hashem to kiss us, because your love is greater than wine. Now, what does that mean? Look in the Tzror HaMor commentary and Pasuk Beis. Okay, you want to just show them where it's at. So we're always looking at the Tzror HaMor, Pasuk Beis. Minashikas Piu. Now, if you look on the margin there, see, it's going to now tell you what these next three psukim from Beis to Dalit are accomplishing. It says, Bakoshas HaKnesses Yisrael HaShchina. It's the request of the Jewish people from the Divine Presence. So, Pasuk Beis, Gimel, and Dalet is Shlomo HaMelech is speaking on behalf of the cumulative Jewish soul that's asking from Hashem the following. So, to kiss us, Minashikas Pihu. So he explains, Mevakeshas HaKnesses Yisrael L'maher HaGehula. The Jewish people are asking Hashem to speed up the redemption. And specifically, v'olam haba, and the world to come. Shu yom hanisum, that is the marriage. As we explained in the introduction the last couple of weeks, and he says in the brackets again, ki ad achshav, until now, hirak b'chinas arusa, we're only in a status of being engaged, betrothed, k'mo shekasavti b'sicha, like I wrote in the introduction. But we're waiting for the marriage to happen, the olam haba. And then what will happen? For us, yedaber imanu Elohim, and then Hashem will speak to us, ponim el ponim, face to face, to Moshe diber and Moshe, like he spoke to Moshe. He will explain more, you know, what did not happen at Sinai. So that's the idea. He's using the allegory of Hashem kissing us, is to speak to us face to face. And you'll see what he's going to be speaking. And why is that we want that key? Because Tovim dodecha miayin. So this word dodecha is the hard word to explain. So we'll explain. Av shebishas gulas mitzrayim. Even though at the time when Hashem redeemed us from Egypt. Lo yacholnu lizbo. We weren't able to tolerate or absorb the energy that Hashem was giving to us. That what? Shehadibur imanu panim el panim. That the speech should be face to face. Kirchiv, as the Pasuk says, the Jewish people said, Val yidaber emanu Elohim, lest not, God should not speak with us, penamus, lest we will die. Remember, Hashem gave the first two dibros straight out, and people died. So he said, Moshe, you give it instead. So therefore, the Jews were not ready. They had not yet reached a level of spiritual development where they could receive the word of Hashem directly. Moshe could, we couldn't. And therefore, Mikol Malkum. So therefore, we could not be kissed with the kissing of his lips. We couldn't get the full intensity of Hashem connecting with us. So that was at the engagement. Mikol Malkum, still now, b'shas ha-ge'ul of olam haba, when the redemption comes, and in the next world, she'abachinas nesuim, which will be an attribute of marriage, v'haynu she'istabek ha-nefesh ba-kodesh baruch hu, where the Jewish soul will connect with Hashem. Ve'al hazeh hazman ne'amar, and for this time it is said, ki timolei ha'aretz l'das, it's a pasuk in Chavakuk, that the world will be filled to know, will have knowledge of what? Es kvod Hashem, the glory of Hashem. The world will know the glory of Hashem like what? Kamayim yachelso al yam, like the waters that cover on the sea. Which means, vaznucha ledaber imo panim al panim. And then we'll be able to speak to Hashem face to face. In the brackets, umashimam shelakisya amayim liyam. Why is he speaking about the coverings of the waters of the ocean? Mishum shekol advarim yeshlem gvul, because all physical things have limitations. V'yoser magvul yevshel hachzor. You can't put more than in the limitations. Let's say this cup I guess can hold, I don't know what this is, about 12 ounces, I don't know what it is. The cup can only hold so much. You pour in more, it doesn't stay, it overflows. Everything, you can't do anymore. We're going to turn the page now. Masha ain came b'mayim, but that's not the case with mayim, chasim liyam, that covers up the oceans. The water, you can put anything you want in the ocean. You're never going to have too much. Ain lo gvul, there's no limitations. Because all the tributaries go into the sea. The sea takes in everything, b'lay gvul, without any boundaries. So therefore, the allegory is saying, "Kein lo yeh oz gvul asagasam." Then the comprehension of the Jewish people, there'll be no limit to that as well. So what we're seeing over here is that, you know, the issue is, for many of us, when we're getting involved in spiritual endeavors, let it be the learning of Torah, let it be davening, you know, how much can we take of this intensity? Right? Not very much. Right? You get an opportunity to learn Hashem's Torah. Okay? Because we're all over the place, and we don't feel like we're mamish married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, you could have the most wonderful Torah class, but after a period of time, you had enough. You had enough. And many people aren't even interested in it at all. As you can see, not in our shul, but in other shuls, you know, a lot of people do not stay in for the rabbi's drush, even for that, which is a watered-down version of Torah at best. People can't take that. People cannot take the intensity of this relationship with God. It expects a lot. And we're not prepared to be married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when, you know, just like when Hashem wanted to give us mamish face to face, he would talk to us and give us, we can't take it. So most Jews are not able to take an intense spiritual experience for many reasons. They believe other things are more pleasurable than that. And certainly if Hashem would really reveal himself, we would not be able to handle it. And therefore, you know, for many, you know, we just go through the spiritual experience. We're not that thrilled about it, as you see by davening or things like that. So we're asking Hashem to bring the Mashiach so that you can be able to kiss us straight. We'll be able to take it. And we're not going to say, let somebody else give it to us. We want it straight from you. Because our comprehension will be better. The silliness and foolishness of our lives will go away. We'll finally see that Parnassa is not the most important thing in our life. And it'll be clear as day that it's not the most important thing in life. Status and things like that. You know, using your free time in foolish ways where we think it's really important. You know, there's still a lot of people who really think it's important to follow the rafters. It's like, mamish, you'll never get to see a last-minute buzzer beater like you did in the last couple games, and it's worth it to watch it for 2 hours and to not learn Torah. Right? You'd rather have the NBA players kiss you than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Honestly, if you get a chance after the game for him to put his hand around you and autograph and give you a basketball, what would you not do for that? Right? But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to kiss you, you're not interested. You're not interested. Everyone's got their mishigas. It could be basketball. It could be a doctor. People love doctors. Older people like their doctors more than Hashem because the doctor can help them, but Hashem can't. So you got to understand. So that we're waiting for that time. Now, why the allegory and why the allegory with the wine over here? Okay, so let's continue. V'lo yechuna shuv haTorah b'shem yayin. And now the Torah will not yuchuna be nicknamed, the metaphor, will not be called wine, but rather, as we'll see in the next pasuk, rak b'shem shemen, but like oil. And he's going to be discussing the difference between wine and oil. Okay? He's saying over here, for your love is better than wine. It means we had wine at Sinai, but we're going to have oil when Mashiach comes. We'll see in a minute. So, v'lo yechuna shuv ha-Torah b'shem yain. The Torah will no longer be used as an allegory with wine, rak b'shem shemen, but with shemen, with oil. Why? Shekol ma shemosifim shemen, the more oil you add, is there any problem with having too much oil? No. The more oil you add, yoser meir, it gives you more light. The light is longer. U'meiriach yoser, it gives a better smell. L'zeh Omer, therefore he says, tovim dodecha miyayin. Your dodecha are better than wine. Now what does dodim mean according to this commentary? Ki dodim, you have the word dodi is beloved. Anila dodi v'dodi li. So beloved, so simple meaning is love. Dodecha, your love. But he's saying deeper. Ki dodim loshen nisuim ubia. That dodim is a word for marriage and for intimacy in marriage. Come on, he brings psukim to show that. He brings the pasuk of Mishlei, Shinemar, Nirve dodim ad haboker. Let us satiate ourselves with dodim until the morning. So obviously that's intimacy. Or another pasuk in Yecheskel, Hine itech eis dodim. Your time is the time of dodim, of intimacy. So he's saying we will be able to be intimate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously in an existential, spiritual state. But when you're intimate already, then the Torah will be better than wine. It'll have the nature and the nickname of oil. So there's one difference, that oil, the more oil, the better, right? And with wine, on the other hand, the more wine, not the better. You get drunk and get intoxicated and lose your senses. There's another difference between wine and oil. Wine only has a taste. And who benefits from wine? When you're at a meal, who benefits from wine? Rak hashos, the only one who drinks. Person can drink and say, wow, this is good, this is good. Other people are watching him, but they don't benefit. Masha enkein shemen, which is not the case with oil, meiriach lecherim, it can give a pleasant aroma to others, and it can also illuminate for others. Therefore, he's going to talk in the next pasuk, he's going to talk about the scent of the oil. Okay? So what the pasuk is really saying now is we're saying this is our request. It's Knesset Yisrael is asking from Hashem that he should let him kiss us from the kissings of his mouth, because your intimacy with us is better than wine. That at Har Sinai, we had a relationship like wine. And the wine was good, but it only had so much good, right? That it can't be the more the better, and it only helps for those who have, but not for others. Okay, and that's what we're looking for. So now, again, as I said, there's a second briefer commentary later on, so it's good to do pasuk by pasuk. So although he's proven everything, but this is the simpler readings. When you read it, it's a little bit of a bridge version. That's page Kuf Chav Zion. You see, you got to go all the way to the end of the book now. Kuf Chav Zion. Right there. Kuf Chav Zion. So you should mark off both sides. We don't every week have to spend a long time. We'll put a little marker there. So he gives the abridged commentary. Okay? And Pasuk Beis. New Kuf Chav Zion. Not so hard to find Kuf Chav Zion. Come on.
Got that Kuf?
Kuf?
There you go. Kuf Chav Zion there.
Okay, now. Knesset Yisrael, Mivakesh Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu, Shemar Bias HaGeula. The Jewish people are asking Hashem to speed up the coming of the redemption. Interesting. Bias. Play on words also. Bias means the coming of, and Bia means intimacy. Bia is the Talmudic term of intimacy. So the Bia Sa Geula will be the intimacy of Geula. Shu Nimshal, it's compared Leis and Nisuim to the time of the marriage. So that's what they're asking for. And when that happens, Va'az, and then what will happen? Yishakeinu Mishikas Piyu. Let him kiss us the kissings of his lips. Meaning, V'yedaber Aleinu Panim El Panim. He will speak to us face to face. K'mo Shedibor Be'eis Matan Tor Moshe Rabbeinu. Like he spoke to Moshe that way. V'av Shas Lo HaYichol N'Klal Yisrael Lisbol Es HaDibor Hazeh. Even though the Jews were not at that time able to tolerate and accept that kind of speech. HaYipanim El Panim. That was face to face. But when the redemption comes, we'll be able to take it. Why? This is the why. Ki tovim dodecha, because your intimacy is better. Ki bechinas hakesher va'avash v'kodesh shol Yisrael, the aspect of the connection, the relationship, and the love between Hashem and the Jews, ti'oz will be then bebechinas dodim, will be an aspect of dodim, shubechinas nisuim, which is an aspect of marriage, which says intimacy. And what's that going to be? V'hi b'china yoser gedola miyayin. It's a level much greater than wine. She b'chinas ha-Torah v'ava sheyesh lanu b'sman hazeh. That's the aspect of Torah and love that we have today. Shekonu, it's before the redemption, a lower level. She b'chinas ha-kesher ha-dveka shel hazman hazeh. The level of the connection that we have today, mishul yayin, is compared to wine. Sheyesh gvul, that has a limit. How much can you drink without getting hurt? You see, the second commentary gives some, fills in a few little things sometimes the first commentary doesn't have, right? You can drink too much, you get hurt. And what's in the ukmo came, but Torah shall asmana say, yesh begol, today's Torah has a limit. Really think about it. A lot of people get offended by the Torah. There's a limit as to how much people can take in the Torah. Torah says, especially now, prohibits homosexuality. Some people can't take it. I got a brother who's a homosexual. I cannot accept such a Torah. The Torah itself, you know, is some. It's too much. I'll go nuts. Which is not going to be the case of the comprehension of Torah. And the cleaving we'll have in the future. Shalo yeh bahem bos will be unlimited, no boundaries. Okay, now we'll go back to the first commentary on page Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Gimel. So it really goes together now. We don't have a full idea yet, but he's helping us know what Pasuk Gimel is about to tell us. So let's lay the Pasuk so you can know how to read it. L'reach shmonecha tovim shemen turak shemecha alkein alamos ahevucha. What does that mean? Okay, so he's already said that you should kiss us. And this and that time of Mashiach will be better than the way it is now. Than the your intimacy then will be better than wine. So now what the relationship will be compared to L'reach, to the scent of Shmonecha Tovim, your pleasant oil, that scent of the pleasant oil. That's what it's going to be when it's Mashiach. But more than that, Shemen Turak, Shemen oil Turak that is poured. Shemecha will be your name. Alkein, therefore, Alamos, the maidens, we'll see who the maidens are, Ahayvucha, will love you. What does all that say? So let's take a look at on page Chaf Beis. You see Gimel? Page Chaf Beis, towards the Lareach Shemecha. Not a lot of commentary on that because he did most of it in Pasuk Beis. He's already done most of it in Pasuk Beis. Lareach Shemecha. Oz then, Be'ez HaGeula, at the time of the redemption, you will be like L'reach Shmonecha Tovim. You will be like the fragrance of the good oils. It's better than the wine, and it's going to be like the oil. Shemen Turak, but there's a new aspect now. Shemen Turak Shemecha. Your name will be oil that pours. What does that mean? Machma She'oz Yeh Shemen Turak Shemecha. You know why it's going to be that way? Because then Shemen Turak Shemecha. What does that mean? So in the brackets, he gives you a translation. V'turak, what's the word turak mean? Loshen shvicha, expression of pouring. Kamo lo hurak mikli akli. It was not poured from vessel to vessel, as you see in Yirmiyahu. So what's going to be poured? V'az yurak hashefa, the flow, the divine flow will pour. B'shefa gadol, with such a great amount of flow, atshi yuricho bo kol afzeres, until everyone on the planet will smell it. Kamosha Kosov, as it says in the book of Yov, Ve'eshbach Ruchi, I will pour my spirit, al kol basar, on all flesh. Umachmaseh, that means the goyim. And because of that, Yerichu bo kol ha'umos, all the non-Jews will smell it, v'yizgayru, and will convert. And what is alamus? Alamus means the maidens. Here it means haino umos. This is an interpretation of the non-Jews of the world. Are going to be called, that's it now. It's going to be a few, buzzwords for the non-nation, the non-code words for the nation of the world. One of them is alamos, the maidens. We'll have other words for them. What does it mean? They will love you, says the commentary on page Chaf Gimel. Ki'ini shenemar, as it says in Sefania, ki oz ha'afoch el ha'amim, then I will overturn to all the nations when Mashiach comes. Sofa verura, clear speech. Likro kulam, that all of them will call out b'shem Hashem and Hashem's name, lo'avdo shechem echad, to serve him as one. Now, there's a little footnote at the bottom of the Otzer Amor on page Chaf Beis, number 6. The source for this, the non-Jews are going to smell it and they're going to convert. Ayin Gemara Brachos, look at Gemara Brachos that tells us, Tana Rabbanan, Haroa Markulis, if you see the Avodah Zarah called Markulis, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, whatever, you see such an Avodah Zarah, you see an Avodah Zarah, it's still around, you make a bracha. We don't, but the Gemara says you should.
Is it Mecca in the Markulis?
What?
Mecca, where they throw the stones.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, he says, Baruch Shenasan Erech HaPayim Le'over Yitzhana, blessed is the one who is long and merciful for those who transgress his will. Whereas Hashem should destroy Markulis and all of the side, but you see he has control, self-control, he's giving people free choice. Look how much control Hashem has. Mercy, he gives them a chance to achieve. Okay. Malcolm Shenakerman Avodah Zarah. What if you went to a place where an Avodah Zarah was already uprooted and it's not there anymore? Or may you say, Baruch Sha'akar Avodah Zarah Meretzenu. Blessed one who uprooted Avodah Zarah from our land. And we add another thing. Ukashem Shenakram Malcolm Zen. Just like the Avodah Zarah was removed from this place, came to Akar B'chol Makomas Yisrael. It should be removed from all of Jewish places. V'hashev Levo of Deim Levdecha. And should return the hearts of their the ones who serve idols to serve you. And it should continue to happen. But then the Gemara says, but you don't have to say that outside of Eretz Yisrael. Only if you see an idol that was removed in Israel. Why? You don't have to say that last part. And turn the hearts of those who serve them to serve you. Because in Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about Jews who are serving idols. And we want Hashem to turn their hearts back to serve. But in Chutz Aretz, the mostly Goyim. The Goyim are serving them. We don't care about them. Wait a minute. Comes up, Shimon Lazar Omer says, nothing doing. Even in outside of Eretz Yisrael, Tzarech Lomer, you should say that. Because they are going to convert. That's what he's saying. And he brings that pasuk in Sefania again. So when you pass by a place of idol worship, you should say this prayer, maybe not with Hashem's name, but in other words, the idea is the non-Jews will come back too as well. What?
Baruch Sha'akar. What was the first one?
It says it right here. Baruch Sha'akar. Well, it should be uprooted. So he says the one is Baruch Shenosan Erech Apaim Le'ovrei Ritzono. Okay, he has patience. Okay, so now in the context, what's this pasuk saying? So after saying, Hashem, you should kiss us directly, we should have a direct relationship with you because your intimacy with us is better than wine. But what is it being called? So Gimel is saying, what will it be called? So Gimel is going to be called a pleasant, fragrant oil that pours, your name pours, and therefore the whole world will appreciate you. That's going to happen during the times of Mashiach. Let's look at Kuf Chav Zayin, back to the second commentary in Pasuk Gimel. Va'az, and then, Be'es HaGa'ula, at the time of the redemption, Yericho Kol Bnei Olam, the entire humanity will smell it. And that's what he's saying. L'Reach Shmonecha, which are Hatovim, the goodly scented oils. Why? Machmas, because Shemen Turak Shemecha, which means Shetarik Atah Kodesh Baruch Hu Es Shemenecha. You will pour your oil Al Knesset Yisrael, on the Jewish people, and then the non-Jews will pick up the scent from us. Hashem is going to soak us in a good oil, and we give off a pleasant smell that the goyim smell. And the pouring of the oil is an analogy, lahasogas giluyim, comprehension of things that are revealed. And love without any boundaries. That's what it means, the pouring of the oil. Kamo shemen, just like oil. Shekol shemon, sigma men, the more you pour, who may or may reach, it illuminates more. The more oil, the more. So the Jews, Hashem's going to keep pouring it on. We're not going to say, stop, stop, it's too much, it's too much. No, he just keeps pouring it on. And then that, that the light from the Jewish people, that's the idea of the light unto nations. When we're able to absorb so much from Hashem, it just keeps coming. And the Jews can't help but notice it and be impressed by it. Al-Kain, therefore, Biglal Shetarik is Hashem and Bigoli. When you will now pour that oil in the open, Yarichu Alamos, the young maidens will smell it. Shehena Umos, that's the nation of the world, as Reichu Atov, that good smell. Vayidei Kain, and therefore, Ahevucha, they will love you. Who? Yiskayru Ahava, the non-Jews will convert with love. So we're saying in these two psukim, we're saying, oh, we wish that Mashiach, we're saying that we wish Mashiach is going to come. Hashem, please bring it. We want to have a relationship of a marriage better than the relationship of the engagement. In the engagement, you want to speak to us face to face. We couldn't take it. It was too much for us to absorb. And it's still too much for us to absorb. It was wine. Wine you can drink a little, but it doesn't help anybody else. And the wine, you can only take so much wine, it will damage you. But rather, we want to have a relationship that you are what? Pleasant, fragrant oil. That the more you pour, the more it illuminates. It smells good and others benefit. And as the Shemen Turak, and as it pours and more, and we could say more, give us more, give us more, give us more. And then it's so much the point that non-Jews are going to pick up the scent and they will convert to Judaism. That is what we are asking that will happen in the times of Mashiach. Let's do one more Pasuk and get the whole three. So this is the whole request of the Jews because Pasuk is Hashem's response. So let's go to the next Pasuk, Dalet. First, I'll read it the way it should be laid. Moshcheini acharecha narutza, heviani ha-melech chadorov, nogila v'nismacha bach, naskira dodecha miayin, meishorim ahevucha. So let's take a look at the commentary on Pasuk Dalet. The little on the margin says, this is all most of it still going, still going on the request of the Jews. Continue the request. Okay. So now, if they're saying we're asking for those good time, so what are we saying now? But now the question is, but, you know, how does it start? What has to happen for that to happen? Okay, Hashem, bring the Mashiach. Hashem says, no. What's going on? So if you recall at the end of Eicha, this is going to parallel this. The Jewish people are saying, you be the one to start this, Hashem. Lim Shaykh Aisanu, to draw us, to pull us. Lashuve Lecha, to turn to you. And if you make the first overture, for us, takev right away. Acharecha Narutza. We will run after you. Kinin Shinemars, it says in the Megillas Eicha, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, Hashem, you return to us, Venashuva, we will return to you. Okay? And so that's what the first three words mean. Moshcheini acharecha, pull me to you, after you, and moshcheini, and then acharecha narutza. So it's moshcheini, pull me, and acharecha narutza. We will then run after you. Hashem, we want you to start it. It's too hard for us to start.
Shouldn't we start it?
Well, yeah, well, that's... Well, first of all, no, we have to want it. You're making a big mistake, Mikey. How many people want Mashiach? Again, as you're watching the rim rattler at the buzzer, and if we tell you a minute before that last shot, Mashiach's coming now, you got to go right now. Right now. But he's going to shoot the ball. Right now. So, we're not even asking, don't pull us now. Pull us later. When I'm 90 years old and I can't enjoy this world, where I'm decrepit and I'm falling apart, and I can feel every ache in my bones, so now bring Mashiach. So the fact that we even want, it's an honest request, Hashem, please pull us. I think the Jews aren't even on the state of Hashem saying, pull us. You know, there's pull. The wanting. Oh, we should do tshuva. They said, no, first, you wanted it all. So they say, to pull it to us. And that's what he's... And if you look in footnote 8 at the bottom, when he refers to Rabbeinu Yonah, has a... not Rabbeinu Yonah, rather, the Sroar Amor has a commentary on all the five Megillahs. Vayim bepeirush Rabbeinu Le'echa, look at his commentary in Eicha, which is called Paul Gemayim, Sham Shekos Zelashen. This is what Rabbi Yaakov Wiesa says over there in Eicha, on that Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Loma L'netzer Tishkachena, why should you forget us forever? What does that mean? Yemos HaMashiach Nikra Netzach. The days of Mashiach are called Netzach. Netzach is forever. So Loma L'netzach, why are you forgetting us about the Mashiach? U'mavakesh Loma Tishkachena Mil HaShivenu Elecha. Why are you forgetting to draw us back Atzman Yemos HaMashiach until the times of Mashiach? And why are you waiting? You're waiting for us to do tshuva? You're going to leave us forever. We ain't ever going to do tshuva. You be the one to draw us. Like the old days, which when? Were we ready to do tshuva to leave Egypt? No. When we left Mitzrayim, you were the one who started it in Egypt. We were finished. You sent Moshe. You made the overture. When you made the overture, then some of us did tshuva. So saying, Hashem, pull us. You bring the overture. Now, if you'll notice, there is a discrepancy. It Moshcheni means pull me. Narutza means we will run. So what's the me, the singular, and then the plural? So he says in the next part, back upstairs, Vahada Amar. That which says Moshcheni, pull me, Beloshen Yachid, in the singular, Venarutz, and we will run, Beloshen Rabim, in the plural. Mishum, why? Sheha'ares v'ashpas HaKadosh Baruch. When Hashem illuminates and brings the divine flow into the world, Ba'al Kulam B'Shava, it comes equally. You know, when it rains equally over the world, in that area. It's all coming on the same. When Hashem will rain his Kedusha, from Hashem's perspective, it comes to everybody equally. Amnam hamakablim, but the receivers, ainam shavim, they're not the same. When it rains, you could have grass, you could have dirt, you could have sidewalk. They will all absorb differently. So the same thing, the receivers are different. As it says, when the Mashiach will come, and everyone's going to be in their canopy in the world to come, so it's called echad nichva mechupasu shechaver, everyone will be scorched from the canopy of his friend. He's going to see his friend has it better than him. His friend was more spiritual than him. Ulachain, therefore, haritza, the running, shall call echad vechad eneshava, isn't the same. In other words, you know, Hashem can pull us all the same. Each individual will be the same, but the response will be different. Lakach nemer, there says, narutza, we will run, belosh and rabim, in the plural, and everyone will run differently. So the pulling... Hashem will pull everybody. Hashem will offer it to everybody the same way. But the response will be different. Some will run more, some will run less. It'll all be good, but there'll be more than others. So that's Moshcheni. You started, Hashem, and then we'll run after you depending on our levels. And then we say, what? Havieni HaMelech Chadarav. The king should bring me into his chambers. What does that mean? Amar, he says, Mi Yitin, who could give us? The king will take me into his palace. And the next words say, and then Nagila v'nisvava will rejoice and be happy with you. And not like in the beginning, Shina Omrim, where we said to Moshe, Daber Atoitan, you speak to us. And we were refusing the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're going to say, no. Haviyani HaMelech Hadarav, the king should bring me into his rooms, into the rooms of intimacy, and we will really love this. Okay? Naskira Dodecha Miyayin. We'll mention, again, Dodecha, your love, more than wine. Wine. Look at the commentary. Naskira Dodecha Mevakshim. We ask Miyid who would give Ahaya Shiniska that we will merit. Lahaskir Hadodim Shalgula Usida, that we will mention this closeness in the future when Mashiach comes. like we mentioned now, Gulus Mitzrayim. Whereas now all we can talk about is Egypt. But all we wish is going to be the days we're going to mention about the future redemption. That we want to be able, just like now, everything's Zecher L'Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Zecher L'Tzitzis Mitzrayim. We want Zecher L'Geulas Ha'olam. That's what we're saying. Naskira, we will then mention Dodecha Miyayin, this love, the greater level, much more than the wine of Egypt. Miyayin, commentary. V'nismach Bahem will be happier with that. Yosem Yikol HaShevav, than all the flow. Shebekal Nubigilisman, that we got when we left Egypt. Hamachuna, that's called B'Shem Miyayin, wine. Kemoshikos B'Shas, as it says in Shas, the Gemara talks about that. Shegulas Mitzrayim, but in the future, although right now Gulas Mitzrayim is the main thing, yet Tfeilul Gulas, it'll be very minor compared to the redemption Hashem is going to do. When Mashiach comes, we're going to be talking so much about the Geula, we're not going to talk about Egypt very much. And therefore, Meshorim Ahivucha, why should this happen? Why should we have the audacity to ask you to pull us? Well, we have merits. Bishchus Osam, in the merit of those, Asher Ahivucha, who love you, Meshorim, these straight ones. And we know that the book of Bereishis is called Sefer HaYosher, the book of the straight ones, because it teaches us about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who had a straight relationship with Hashem. So Ayvucha Meshurim, Hainu, Ava Aza, this intense love, Avas Meshur, a straight love, Bli Akuva Urachasim, without Akuva, without crookedness, Urachasim, and rough places. Vein Avas is referring to the patriarchs, Vayisrael, and the Jewish people, Ba'avas Kulusayach, with the love they had of their youth, of the marital youth with Hashem, the Jews who received the Torah. So we're basically saying that if Hashem, you will pull us, we will follow. We want you to bring us into your inner chambers, we will rejoice. And then we will mention at that time the fact that Zecher, that you took us and brought the Mashiach, and we're in this place, and it's better than the wine that we mentioned, Zecher Yisrael. And in what merit do we have to say this? It's in the merit of the patriarchs, who were straight people, in the merit of the Jewish people who received the Torah, that we should have that. We got to stop. We didn't get a chance to do the rest of that. But we almost got all three psukim in. We should have an amazing Erev Shabbos. Sure.